Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. And this is Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you listen to it and download the podcast. Please do rate us. And this should be a great rating because Steve Cardian, who is our guest, is a self-defense and criminal expert who regularly appears on television and in print. And such notable places as Inside Edition, Dr. Phil, Fox & Friends, CNN, HLN, The Today Show, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, every place, even Sports Illustrated, Real Simple, my wife's favorite magazine, Cosmopolitan, and Men's Journal. Through his organization, Defend University, he has taught over 200,000 women practical self-defense techniques and strategies. He believes that every woman is capable of learning how to decrease their chance of being an easy target and their chances of easily and effectively protecting themselves. He's published a new book, The New Superpower for Women. It's from Touchstone, a division of Simon & Schuster. Thanks, Steve, for coming on.
My pleasure, Doc.
So tell me, where did you first come up with the idea that women needed special protection over men?
Well, I've been in the law enforcement field for over 30 years, and that was my primary job. And what I did, in addition to my martial arts training, is at Defend University, we create instructors that teach all over the country and around the world. Our reality-based program that was actually devised by using women that were survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, kidnapping, date rape drugs. And this very specific program teaches them reality-based techniques in terms of the self-defense program. That said, we recognize that self-defense is the last frontier, the last resort that a woman can resort to. And I'm a big advocate on safety on all the programs that you talk about. I talk about all the high-profile cases in the United States. And so I did this book because I don't have time in my instructor certification to cover what would take me 2 weeks, literally, that this book contains information on, such as, you know, intuition, 7 seconds, which is all about the predator's mindset and how he selects his targets, and awareness and delve deeply into situational awareness, and the red zone, which is responsible. We have that coming up. That's the most dangerous time for a young female in her life, and that is between September and Thanksgiving recess, freshman year, college, and the second most vulnerable time is sophomore year during the same time period. And then we delve on into social situations and one other, creating a blueprint, which is an extremely important topic, by sitting there and thinking about something that could go wrong in your life, somebody breaking into your home, you're walking from your car through the parking lot to a store and you're accosted. By vividly seeing what you might do in a situation like that, your brain can actually create a file as if you've lived it. And in law enforcement, we call it visualization. In the military, they call it emergency conditioning.
So let's talk about the red zone and why that occurs. And then I want to talk a little more about situational awareness and how important that is. And while you were at it, I also want to get to 7 seconds. But let's talk about the red zone. Why is the red zone such a dangerous time for women?
Well, you're taking high school seniors, and you're putting them into this rocket ship called freshman year, and you're taking them from the safety and security of their home, their school, their family, their friends, their community. And, you know, they're delved into this new experimental process called freshman year college or freshman year, and it's new to them, and they're going to experience things that they haven't up until that time, especially independently of their family and others to watch. And they're literally on their own right now at this time in their life, and there'll be people and experiences that could lead to some sort of a problem. There's predators that are already in place. Now, somebody that has ill intent upon another person, that has 2, 3, maybe 4 years above them in experience in a particular setting, that's eons of experience in a young woman's life. And what we see, you know, parents ask me, you know, why is it? It's basically because at that age, they're a little bit too young, they're a little bit too trusting, and they haven't yet developed the tools to deal with some of the predators that are out there.
So now, so that means that sometime after high school, before college, they should either pick up your book or go to a course. Is Defend University online?
Defend University, we have a website at www.defenduniversity.com, but we have instructors that teach the program across the country, and I am still active in many of the high schools and colleges. As a matter of fact, I was a professional speaker with Campus Speak for 5 years. I traveled the country, and that was my full-time job.
Well, it seems like, you know, when we take people, when I used to run anesthesia departments, we would take, and because trying it once was such an addicting experience, we would go and do and have the teach the first 3 days of residency would essentially be learning about drug abuse and preventing it by, in fact, going through what we called interventions on each other, which were really effective. Why don't schools do this if this is a problem? And is it just by time? And if so, should the women learn, or should everybody? Is this just a woman's disease, or is it everybody's problem? And should they learn it before they get to school?
Well, we call it the rule of five. And before your child, your daughter or your son, were exposed to, let's say, alcohol and drugs, or cigarettes, or sexual relations, or having a smartphone, you want to start 5 years age appropriate to develop and plan for their eventual experiences with those things.
So these things should be planned 5 years in advance, is what you're saying?
It all starts in the home, yes.
But it's 5 years. In other words, it starts before high school. The year before high school, you're trying to teach them these techniques and strategies to avoid being a victim.
Yes, age appropriateness. And you know what it is a lot of the high schools, some of the great models of high schools have plans in place where, for example, in Westchester County, I teach at a high-end school, Bronxville High School. They have a whole week dedicated to seniors for things that are going to prepare them for freshman year, both the men and the women. And I get them for an hour and a half, the boys, and an hour and a half, the girls. And we go over, what I want to do for the males is relate to them that basically, you know, every woman out there has a male loved one in their family. And I want you to relate that this could be your mother, your sister, your daughter, your girlfriend. And let them understand that, you know, de-escalation is a big part. So you see something, you say something. We see in the male entity, we have three types of men. You have the biggest group, which is the good guys that are going to do the right thing. Then we have the smallest group, which is a true predator, someone who's going to prey upon a female. And statistics are showing now what I've said for a long time in that take a male and put him in the wrong circumstances, usually with alcohol involved, and he may do something that he would have not done or would regret had he not been intoxicated, or say if a young girl passed out in a dorm and he was there alone with her, and he might take advantage of her. You know, those are the guys that we call on the fence, that under the right or wrong circumstances, certainly they might do something. So, but we have to prepare our female loved ones for that first year college. And a lot of parents and even educators in the college institution don't understand that young drinkers, what would kill you and I would take half to kill somebody with little or no experience in the world of alcohol.
And let me go, if we can, through what seems to me to be a conflict. The preparing right before school versus a five-year preparation. So what you're saying is you really want a five-year preparation, but maybe there's a crash course that'll help until they get that 5 years of experience. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, what I'm saying is that as a parent, you would like to deal with your child 5 years, the rule of five, 5 years before they are exposed to sexual relations, alcohol and drugs, tobacco, or may have to utilize self-defense to defend themselves against someone that, you know, wishes them harm.
Right, so, but now example, let's say we don't have 5 years. We're about to go into college now, and they see your book on the book stand, if you will, and say, should we, should is there a use for reading The New Superpower for Women, or do they really have to go to Defend University and get a indoctrination or a preparation for a number, and then is there a crash way of getting 5 years worth of protection in a short period of time?
Well, this book is an accumulation of more than 30 years, not only in law enforcement, but also dedicating myself towards women's safety. I've been doing this for a very long time. So this book literally is an encyclopedia of safety. That there's three people that should buy this book. Every woman, every parent that has someone that, you know, a female loved one in their family, and certainly a young woman that's preparing herself to go off to college. This book has everything that you need, and it's not meant to be read once. It's used to be as a reference manual that you can go back to when you're going to go on spring break, when you're going to be traveling abroad, when you're going to be going to frat houses for parties. So everything that you need in there, everything that you need to prepare you, is in that book. It literally is an encyclopedia of safety that has never, no woman's safety book has contained the information that's contained in this book.
Now, do you need, how much of this is situational awareness and moving out of it versus actual physical defense learning moves for safety? That is, learning enough, if you will, judo or martial arts to be able to get out of problems if you get in them?
Well, there's only one chapter on the actual self-defense. And again, it was created using survivors. So we put women in positions they'd find themselves in if they were being sexually assaulted, if they were grabbed and taken somewhere. The dynamic of a sexual assault or kidnapping, you're going to be grabbed and taken somewhere, and you're going to be grabbed or brought to the ground. So the physical aspect, it shows you what you can do. And I also have on Defend University, once you buy the book, you can go online and subscribe, and I will send you the 10 moves that I talk about in the book.
And let's now go back to the 7-second rule. You mentioned that you have 7 seconds to react. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, what that actually is, that was the Greystone-Stein study done back in 1984, and what they did was they videotaped pedestrians walking on a New York City street for a couple hours a day, and they showed it to seasoned criminals, really hardcore criminals in a maximum security prison that were in there for sexual assault, murder, and otherwise, and they said, we want you to pick out what we refer to as the soft target and give them a rating of 1 to 10. And what they found in that research was that every predator, independent of one another, selected the same people that they would select as a target if they were preying upon them for some type of criminal activity. So, and that consisted
of...
And
what were those criteria? What was that 7-second criteria that they were able to use?
That it took them less than 7 seconds to select a potential target.
I understand it took them less than 7, but were there any characteristics that they could say, this is what I see in this person, and so consequently, you should instruct your daughter, or you as a woman should learn not to look that way, not to act that way?
Oh, absolutely. They looked at their stride, they looked at their gait, They looked at their posture. They looked at the ratio of their body size with their stride. And in the book, there are illustrations to tell. So in other words, people tell you about that, but now in the book, you'll be able to see exactly what the predators were talking about when they were doing the victim selection.
And now, I presume that those experienced criminals are very different from the men in college or in that might be on college and get tempted by alcohol to prey on women.
Well, we see that in terms of, say, sexual assault, that for the average, the women in general, I'll say, it's about 70 to 75% that they will know the person attacking them. For college girls, it is in the 90th percentile that they will know the person. 45% of the time it's going to occur on campus. And sadly, a DOJ study revealed that less than 5% of them will report the crime to police.
How much of this is perception? In other words, I have an email question from someone who's been listening, or we tweeted that you were coming on, and they said, isn't a lot of the, quote, sexual assault literature and worry about it in colleges not really sexual assault, but is perceptions of advances that aren't wanted?
Yeah. The studies that we see show that during a young girl's four-year college period, that the vast majority, or 20%, 20 to 25% of them, will have unwanted sexual contact. And that could be everything ranging from groping to rape. And what we also see is that in many of the colleges, like I think California was the first, New York was soon to follow, is they now have Title IX, which requires a number of things. But what we have written, and what the institutions are now required to write into the laws, they have a yes means yes, that it has to be an affirmative and enthusiastic yes to go forward at every stage of physical involvement, if you will.
And let's go now and talk about road rage, since that's another expertise area that you have. Are women more likely to be victims of road rage, or is road rage, it is the person who does it doesn't care who they're doing it to?
It doesn't really matter, but sometimes women are more aggressively targeted because they are, say, a woman alone in a car on a traveled highway or roadway. So it's epidemic in this country. If you drive in the United States sometime during your driving career, you will be exposed. And if you live in, I live in the tri-state area. I commute, when I worked for the Department of Investigation, I commuted to New York City by car just about every day. And I mean, you have an act of road rage almost every day. So it's a very common occurrence, and how you deal with that, in other words, how you drive, you wouldn't want to be the cause of road rage, let's say. So if you're perceptive in the fact that you're using your signal, you're not tailgating, you're not using your brights, you're not driving slow in the left-hand lane, those are all things that seem to trigger people with regard to road rage. And what we see is that something occurs when a person is behind the wheel and they feel, this is my personal space, and they seem to take things much more personally in their vehicle. And we see reactions can be diffused most often. You're not really even going to look at the person, but a mere wave and, you know, just shaking your head in acknowledgement if you were the cause of something that ignited road rage. Because, I mean, I've investigated and I have spoken on cases that have ended horrifically in road rage cases.
We've been talking with a wonderful and incredibly knowledgeable person, Steve Kardian, K-A-R-D-I-A-N, self-defense and criminal expert, who wrote an interesting and stimulating book, The New Superpower for Women, published by Touchstone, a division of Simon & Schuster. As you've heard, he has a lot of information to share, and as he said, probably this book should be owned by every woman. It should also be bought by every mom and dad for their high school and soon-to-be college new roommate, and maybe many of the rest of us as well, as we bring up high schoolers into that college age. Remember the rule of five. It takes 5 years, really, to be really aware of the situation and be able to protect yourself and be in that situation. Steve Kardian, K-A-R-D-I-A-N, thanks very much for being on You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. And thank you for listening, and Ben for great engineering.